Hello and welcome to Hoigo, Lesson 9. Today, let's talk about Japanese hospitality, omotenashi. It's a really interesting subject and there's lots to talk about. So let's get started. Here we go. Oh, and don't forget, hoigo.com でついてるワークシート、僕のレッスンもあるよ。Let's start.
皆様を私どもでしかできないお迎え方をいたします。それは日本語ではたった一言で表現できます。おもてなし、
おもてなし、
おもてなし。
When people come to Japan, they come to see Fuji Mountain, walk the streets of Tokyo, visit the temples of Kyoto. But when they leaveUsually, one of their best memories that they cherish is the Japanese way of hospitality and customer service, omotenashi. Omotenashi, like so many other Japanese words like itadakimasu, gochisousama deshita, itekimasu, are words that are very difficult to translate. 友達に何回も聞かれてるね。omotenashi 英語でなんて言うんですか?私、やっぱり説明にくいですよね。体験しないとわかりません。But, もしも強くしたかったら、おもてなし means the Japanese way of treating a guest. It combines a welcoming spirit with warmth, understanding, and most importantly, respect.So first, let's look at the word omotenashi. First, there's omote, which もし強くしたら means surface, and nashi means without or less. So omotenashi means no surface, which is a little strange. やっぱり omoteがなしって考えたら、ちょっと強くとちょっとなんか変な意味がありますけど。But if we think about it, from the perspective of a host, this means giving a service without expecting a favor or reward.
サービスを与えても、返しを何も期待してませんよね。
But more interestingly,Rather than grammar, if we talked about culture, we get more insight.
文法より文化で考えたらもっと深く意味がありますね。
So first, in the Japanese language, there's no difference between guest and customer. In English, the concept of service shows that there's a serverand a customer, two different levels. However, Japanese omotenashi is based upon an equal relationship between the person giving a service, the host, and the person receiving the service, the guest or customer.
英語で hospitality とサービスの言葉があって、でもホストとお客さん平等の関係がありませんですよ。日本語と英語で両方有名なことわざがありますよね。
In English, the customer is always right.
お客さんいつも正しい。日本語でもお客さんは神様のことわざがあって、
The customer is God.
微妙に違いますけど、考え方ら、文化のなんかインサイトがありますね。
We can gain a little bit of insight into the culture and the difference between the words when we look at how English and Japanese perceive the customer and host relationship. Practicing omotenashi, the host pays close attention to detail and commits themselves to anticipating.The needs of the guests.
ホストがお客さんのニーズを期待して、 And then they smile sincerely. They set a happy, relaxing mood. And when it's authentic, Japanese hospitality and service exceeds the expectations of the guests. And at its best, omotenashi gives the guest a once-in-a-lifetime experience. 特に外国人にも海外でおもてなしの体験をできませんよね。できればおもてなしの言葉は通訳しなくていいと思います。So when they come to Japan, it's really a special, special experience for foreign guests. Recently, I've started to have an interest in the tea ceremony.And the tea ceremony gives really interesting insight into Japanese culture.
もう最近学びました言葉があってすごく面白いと思いました。一期一会教えてもらいましたこの前。
One time, one meeting. One opportunity, one encounter. This way of thinking and the relationshippeople have with their guests is truly unique to Japan. So I know there might be many rules that describe how the host should compose herself or himself in front of the customer. Yet, true omotenashi cannot be written out. It's a one-to-one relationship, and it changes from customer to customerfrom moment to moment. And gratitude and thanks towards the customer is a key part of omotenashi. The part that warms the encounter, makes it special for the guests.
Omotenashi を与えるようになんかガイドブックと教えてもらってもやっぱりやらないといけませんね。本格的なおもてなしはその1対1の関係お客さん によって変わります。The moment によっても変わります。でも基本的に
The relationship between you and your guests, and it's really something truly special, especially here in Japan. I have traveled all over Japan, but I haven't been to Hokkaido yet.
いや、一番日本の北の東北行って、岩手まで行きましたけど、やっぱりおもてなしはどこでも誰にもできると思いますけど、たまにその言葉の壁があって、なんか超えなくて、そして本格的なおもてなし与えられない。それはすごく残念と思って、このポッドキャストと、ホエゴのウェブサイトを作って、みんなさんの資源になれたら嬉しいです。
I've been to many places in Japan, but I haven't been to Hokkaido yet. I've been to Iwate, and it was beautiful. Everywhere I've been, I've experienced omotenashi. But sometimes,I've seen that the ability to communicate can sometimes hinder the experience of omotenashi for foreign guests. So that's why I hope listening to this podcast and the website helps you out a little. So to end today's podcast, let's practice a little English.
まず挨拶を少し練習してみましょう。おはよう。こんにちは。こんばんは。
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
ようこそ。
Welcome. Welcome to...
こちらへこそ。
This way, please. This way, please.
私について来てください。
Please follow me. Please follow me.
皆さん申し訳ない。たまに私の日本語ちょっとおかしくなっちゃうけど、頑張ります。あとやっぱりその会話もできたら、それもおもてなしですね。もし何か必要だったら、聞いてください。If you need anything, please ask. If you need anything, please ask. 他にも何かありますか? Is there anything else? Is there anything else? 旅行どうですか? How is your trip? How is your trip?それか、旅を楽しんでるんですか? Are you enjoying your trip? Are you enjoying your trip? One time, I went to a restaurant, my first time in Japan, and I left a tip on the table. 外国で、サービスの感謝を表せるようにチップを置きますね。だいたい 10%、 いいサービスなら 15%、 そのままテーブルに置くけど、私がレストラン行って置きましたね。そしてレストラン出て、いや、50メートルぐらいもう歩いたんですけど、後ろから excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, wait please, wait please, and then 渡してくれました。その時は分かんなかったんですね。でもThat is not necessary. これは必要じゃないです。That is not necessary. そして最後に、お客さんとお別れですね。泊まってくれてありがとうございました。Thank you for staying with us. Thank you for staying with us. これからもの旅を楽しんでください。We hope you enjoy the rest of your visit. We hope you enjoy the rest of your visit. Everyone, excellent. Good job. Thank you for listening. And remember, おもてなしを伝えるように、完璧英語は関係ありませんよね。映画をその伝える気持ちがあったら、それこそ伝えます。So everyone, 頑張ってください and おもてなしを世界へ。Good job, everyone. もしコメントか質問があったら、poego.com に行って書いてください。そこのいる間、ワークシート、他のレッスンもありますよ。Good job. おもてなし英語を頑張ってください。See you!